This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Roughly 6 no voters held signs claiming that straight lives matter and it's okay to vote no at a recent pro-marriage equality concert held in Sydney's Taylor Square. The campaigners from the far-right Party for Freedom stood to the side of the stage hoping to provoke a response from the hundreds of LGBTI people and their allies present at the concert. Despite their intentions, however, those watching the concert, which saw performances by Ricky Lee and John Paul Young, didn't take the bait. Leader of the Christian Democratic Party, Fred Nile, has warned Australians that gay people may start handing out separate citizenships and adopting rapper Macklemore's song Same Love as their national anthem. Nile's confusion was fueled after Same Love, which was performed at the recent NRL Grand Final, was referred to as a gay anthem. He said, "The homosexual lobby has its own Olympics, its own flag, and now we're told they'll have their own anthem? What's next?" The Coalition for Marriage has found itself without a venue for its No Campaign event in Tasmania, after multiple venues have refused to host it. Speakers at the event were to include prominent conservatives and anti-marriage equality advocates Corey Bernardi and Lyle Shelton. A spokesperson for the Coalition for Marriage has said they're fine with venues turning them down, as they're all for free speech and don't want people being asked to do things against their conscience. Cardinal Raymond Burke has spoken out against gay people, calling them evil and urging families to keep gay relatives away from gatherings with children. In an interview, he was asked by an Australian couple how they should respond to their son bringing his male partner to Christmas dinner. Burke replied that such a situation should be handled carefully, given the aggressiveness of the homosexual agenda. Australian Marriage Equality has released a cute video showing an older yes voter mailing her ballot. Nana Jean says, "Hello world, Nan's out," before explaining that she'll be voting yes for her youngest granddaughter who is in a same-sex relationship. She says, "Gabby and Rosie are happy and settled and married, and that's what I want for them." A crackdown on LGBTI people by Egyptian authorities has seen as many as 54 people arrested over the past few weeks, after rainbow flags were flown by audience members at the concert of a Lebanese band whose lead singer is openly gay. After the images went viral, public prosecutor Nabil Sadiq ordered an investigation into the incident, which incited homosexuality. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. FIFA has handed out 51 fines against 16 countries for the actions of homophobic football fans at 2018 World Cup qualifying matches. Mexico topped the list of violations with 11, followed by Chile on 9, Argentina 5, and Brazil 4. The results show the fines that FIFA have been handing out to soccer fans aren't stopping the anti-gay chants. A video of a gay couple who got engaged at a Major League Baseball game has gone viral. Tyler Garrison got down on one knee and proposed to Ty Fleming during a Washington Nationals and Pittsburgh Pirates game with the help of Nationals mascot Screech the Bald Eagle. Ty said yes and the pair embraced while the crowd cheered.
Oh my God!
Football Association boss Greg Clark was left disappointed after he put out a request to meet with gay players and nobody replied. Clark sent out a failed open invite to soccer professionals, hoping he could privately speak to at least one player about helping football stars in the closet. He says it's not a great look for soccer if players don't feel comfortable coming out. And finally, former NFL star Asera Tualo has appeared on the new US season of The Voice. Tualo sang Rise Up, which caused two of the judges to turn around. He talked about coming out on HBO in 2002 and the issues he faced living as a gay NFL player.
"When I said those words for the first time, when I said that I was gay, it was like this huge mountain just crumbled. Playing football was absolutely amazing. But then also, when you're living in the closet and you have to hide that part of you, I fell into depression. It was very difficult."
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.